you safe haven program?
Well, my parents had a lot of barriers in front of them. Poverty, mental health, physical health. And so it just wasn't a safe environment where I could focus on my education. And so my school reached out to me and they helped me find Haven's Way, where I saw that I was able to grow into a person that I could be proud of.
How tough was that to make that decision to realize that, you know what, things are not working at home and I got to move on?
It was really scary. It took me a while to consider the pros and cons because I didn't want to leave my little sister. But I know that I made the right decision because I'm in a place where I could break down and get back up again. I feel like I could focus on my education, but also go to someone who would truly want to emotionally support me.
So what has the program done for you? What has it allowed you to become as an independent person?
It helped me believe in myself. It showed me that the world could be so generous. Haven's Way is really so different than other housing programs in the way that the youth make up the program. In a lot of other housing programs, the support is so separate from the youth, but in Haven's Way, the youth get to participate in the program and help participate in charity events and learn how to be supportive to your community.
So what's your end game here? I mean, you're not going to be with the program forever. You have a future that you're looking to, enjoy. What's the next step for you?
I'm going to be moving into Haven's Harbor, which is basically a transition place so that you don't have to jump right into the community. It's fully independent, except for the fact that there is a supportive roommate that you could go to if an emergency happens. And so I want to focus on my education and learn to be more independent.
It's an incredible story, and actually standing right beside Christina is Krista Merkel, the program manager with Safe Haven, and she's tearing up listening to how successful the program has been for Christina. Yeah, she is. What was that?
I'm so proud. It is an honor to be a part of these young person's stories, that they let us in and that they let us support them. It is incredible, and I couldn't be more proud of this amazing human standing beside me.
It's almost like a mama bird, and you built a nest, and now, you know, within a certain period of time, this bird will fly.
It feels that way. Absolutely. Watching them is an inspiration. And we support and we do all of the things, right, to support them. But they do that hard work of the healing, and they take that journey to heal, and being witness to it, being able to bear witness to that is unreal.
It is one of the magical days on Calgary Radio. It is Pledge Day at 770 CHQR. And again, thank you in advance to everybody who has given. And also thank you to everybody who's planning to make a donation before the day is out. Now back to Shay.
Kevin, thank you so much. And to your guests. I mean, that's what this is about. There you go. That just hammers home the point.